Good morning and welcome to the February 8th, 2024 regular meeting of the Orange County Human Relations Commission. The agenda contains a brief general description of each item to be considered. Except as provided by law, no action shall be taken on any item not appearing on the agenda. Public participation is encouraged in person and via Zoom. Public comments will be accepted during the open forum portion of the meeting. If you are attending in person and wish to speak during open forum, please complete a speaker request form and turn it into the clerk prior to the start of open forum. If you're participating via Zoom and would like to speak during open forum, please click the raise hand icon in Zoom or dial *9 when open forum is called. When you are called upon to make your comment, unmute yourself or dial *6. For those calling in, you'll be called upon by your phone number, telephone number. Please state your name if you wish to identify yourself prior to speaking. Speakers will be given 3 minutes to speak, and the clerk will run the timer and announce when your time is up.
Item number two is opening closed reflection.
Good morning, everyone. I have this reflection that I pull out during Lent. I'm a Christian, so I use it during Lent, but then as I was rereading it, I'm thinking this is a good tool for anyone throughout the year, and just a good way. Hopefully it gives us good cues of a good way to live our lives all the time. So it's fast from judging others, feast on the good in them. Fast from wanting more, feast on being thankful. Fast from anger, feast on patience. Fast from worry, feast on trust. Fast from complaining and feast on enjoyment. Fast from negatives and feast on the positives. Fast from stress and feast on prayer. Fast from anger, feast on forgiveness. Fast from self-concern and feast on compassion for others. Fast from fear and feast on truth. Fast from discouragement, feast on hope. Fast from gossip and feast on silence. Fast from fighting and feast on peace. This is an adaptation from the poem, A Lenten Prayer, by William Arthur Ward.
Item number three is monthly summary of commission activity.
You want me to, I'm sorry, I wasn't prepared.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't know that you wanted me to read anything.
All right. So even though this says December, which are not December numbers, you're January numbers. As you can see, we're entering our for fourth quarter here, and we're well on our way meeting our goals. Two areas that we're shy from in our goals are letter F and G. G is really related to just the reports that are in your packets, especially the dashboard that we post on the commission website. And just a couple of things to highlight is on a quarterly basis, the staff, my staff send out campaign letters to chiefs of police and city managers just to give them updates on the hate data that we are collecting for that quarter. And then say, you know, giving them a heads up that if there's any support that they'd like from us or more information, that they're able to connect with us. So those went out. Last month, we We had a couple different consultations with different teachers from the Santa Ana Unified School District who unfortunately reported hate incidents on campus. And we're really trying to figure out what type of support we could offer them. And it turns out that one of the schools is looking to bring a sort of community building type of program to the campus, and the principals taking different bits and looking at different proposals. And the teacher is actually working with us to see if we're able to support them in that work for long term. And then the last thing is, it's not on here, but we are getting ready to send out our data request letters out to community, law enforcement, education institutions around the 2023 hate data. So the data go the letter goes out at the end of the month. We give folks about a month for them to send their reports in before we start, you know, cleaning up data and doing our due diligence. So those are some of the updates.
And just so the commissioners know, if you check your package, we have the 2024 commission meeting opening and monthly summary report schedule. So just to make a note, next month would be Chief Kent assigned to the meeting opening and Nellie Moser monthly summary. So just take a look at that.
And before we move on, I do want to make an announcement that next month we are meeting in the community. And thank you, Commissioner Shader, for helping us book the spot and the location. So we will be meeting in the city of Placentia, and the chief of police will be doing a presentation that day. So the details will go out once the commission package gets posted. But I did want to make an announcement that that's where we're meeting next month.
Can I make a request of staff? Can I request that when you do have events, like for example, there was an event in Irvine that was an anti-hate event, that you let the commissioners know when those kind of things are happening that involve groundswell, because I would have attended something like that in my city, but I never knew about it until I saw the pictures on Facebook. So if there's a way that an email can go out letting us know maybe about what's going on that nonprofit organization is participating in our cities, that would be great.
You guys do a newsletter or something?
Newsletter for
like a blast, because I wouldn't be on it either, but I was thinking we could opt into something if you have push outs on your events too.
Maybe we could take this offline. This is,
okay,
we probably have a lot of public comments.
Okay.
I think we only have this room until one.
So Norma, I have a question. Oops. When did we start tracking sexual harassment as hate crime? Is that new, or I just never noticed that before? Or
no, this is a one particular case that came in. And the way that it was reported, it was there was a bias motivation behind the harassment.
That makes more sense. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Jamie?
Next is open forum. Do you want to do the in-person or the Zoom comments first?
Either way, we can do in-person.
Okay, I will do in-person comments first. When I call your name, if you just want to step right here, you will have 3 minutes, and I will let you know if you're okay. First speaker is Wendy Okoda.
My name is Mindy Lakota. I've been a member of Congregation Shir HaMaalot for over 20 years, for as long as Rabbi Steinberg has been in our community. I sit on the Shir HaMaalot Executive Board and have witnessed Rabbi Steinberg's unwavering commitment to tolerance of all people. Today, I'm here to submit a statement from the Jewish Federation of Orange County's Board Chair, Amir Kahana, and their CEO, Eric Ludwig. The Jewish Federation and UCI are currently hosting Countering Hate Summit on Understanding and Preventing Anti-Semitism and Hate in America Today, and as such, we're not able to attend in person. The statement reads, Rabbi Steinberg is universally respected in our community and is known as a champion of the cause of fighting hate and discrimination. It is not only unjust to single out Rabbi Steinberg for removal because he disagreed with a statement he felt was inaccurate about the current war in Gaza, it is indeed anti-Semitic. Rabbi Steinberg has a decades-long record of working against hate of all kinds within Orange County. He has served on this commission faithfully. The misguided effort to malign his reputation, distort the facts of the proposed resolution on Gaza, or remove him from the commission damages the reputation of the Human Relations Commission itself. The commission's mission is to seek out the causes of tension and conflict, discrimination and intolerance, and attempt to eliminate those causes. At this time, there is no greater cause of tension and conflict in our community than the war in Gaza. One cannot eliminate discrimination and intolerance in our community than the war in Gaza. One cannot eliminate discrimination and intolerance in our community by silencing a group of Orange County residents who feel threatened by the rise of anti-Semitism that has emerged by the war in Gaza. Many in the Jewish community feel their children have been bullied or otherwise targeted in local schools for being Jewish. Residents of Orange County are concerned that city governments are allowing hate speech against Jews to occur regularly at city council meetings. The Jewish community in Orange County has been subjected to vile anti-Semitism of the worst kind, and this effort to single out Rabbi Steinberg is just the latest example. Make no mistake, if Rabbi Steinberg is removed from the commission as a whole will be perceived as anti-Semitic and lose all legitimacy. This commission must not be manipulated by those whose vision for the commission is compliance with the strict doctrine or litmus test of what constitutes tolerance. Rather, as instructed by the county, the commission must listen and seek understanding to reduce hate and intolerance. We believe this body should instead honor Rabbi Steinberg for his years of service, listen to his concerns, and embrace a commission that might not always agree with one another, but that represents and honors the various populations it serves. Denouncing or removing those that represent the Jewish community and stifling dissent will only undermine the commission and its mission. Thank you.
Next speaker is Barbara Bornack.
Yes.
Good morning. My name is Barbara Bornett, and I'm also a longtime member of Congregation Sher HaMa'alot and on our executive board. I'm here today to speak briefly in support of our Rabbi Richard Steinberg and the positive difference that he has made in our community. I have known Rabbi Steinberg since he first came to Orange County 23 years ago. In the many years that I have known him, I have always been impressed with his ability to not just be inclusive to everyone of all faiths, all nationalities, and all abilities, but to also teach us as his congregants to be the same way. He has instilled in us that inclusion, kindness, and acceptance of the differences of others are some of the most core Jewish values. At times when the world feels very divided, we can always count on one of Rabbi's sermons to remind us to be open-minded to other opinions. Throughout the years, Rabbi Steinberg has always welcomed clergy leaders and friends from other faiths, including the Islamic community, to our congregation for services and events. Whether they have been invited to speak to us or are just there to attend, he never fails to introduce them and let them know how welcome they are. We have attended countless worship services of other faiths where Rabbi Steinberg has been asked to speak, and it is so clear that he is not only welcomed, but respected and admired by all. Since we have known Rabbi Steinberg, he has been a true leader in the interfaith community and has been supportive of all faiths, as well as all marginalized communities in Orange County. He does not tolerate hate in any form, and through his many sermons, adult education classes, and programs over the years, he has taught us, not only with his words, but also by example, to not only refuse to tolerate hate of any kind, but to stand up and fight back against it, whether it be hate against the Jews or any other group that's being targeted. We joined our temple when our children were young, and they grew up learning from Rabbi Steinberg. He taught them to stand up not only for themselves, but for others. They're all now young adults who are accepting of all people and intolerant of hate. And one of our kids has even made his career in protecting civil rights. Rabbi Steinberg has encouraged our family to be better people and given us the tools to do so. As a community member here in Orange County, The type of person that I want to see on this commission is someone like Rabbi Steinberg, who is so deeply passionate and committed to welcoming people of all faiths so that we can learn about and embrace others in our community. I am always so incredibly in awe of all that he is and all that he does. And I'm so proud that he is our rabbi, our leader, our teacher, and our friend.
Speaker is Sandy Lester.
Hi, my name is Sandy Lester, and I am also a board member of Shir HaMa'alot and have known Rabbi Steinberg since he became our rabbi over 20 years ago. Commissioner Rabbi Steinberg has been an exemplary leader, not only of our congregation, but to all of Orange County, including his dedication to interfaith unity and his tireless advocacy in the fight to combat hate, including Islamophobia. After the horrific terror attack on Israel on 10/7, I was at this commission meeting where Rabbi Steinberg gave an emotional speech about the horrors that transpired, and he made an impassioned plea to the commission to help fight the astronomical rise in anti-Semitism. At that time of immense pain for the Jewish people, he also took the time to speak about the need to recognize the humanity of the Palestinian people and express sincere compassion for the loss of any innocent life. Then at the November Commission meeting, a resolution aimed at denouncing Islamophobia and mourning the loss of Palestinian lives, including the tragic murder of a 6-year-old Palestinian American, was crafted so as to also include a narrative that was inaccurate and problematic. That is the controversial portion of the resolution that Rabbi Steinberg could not in good conscience vote for. Of course he opposes Islamophobia and mourns the loss of innocent Palestinian lives. He has proven a long time proven record of doing so. But he could not support the resolution as drafted. So Rabbi Steinberg made a courageous and moral decision to vote against it. As a result, an incendiary article was written that instead of providing the full context of what transpired with the resolution, exploited the situation, maligned Rabbi Steinberg, and inflamed an already volatile community. This deceptive misinformation aimed at Rabbi Steinberg led to his being completely mischaracterized by those calling for his resignation at the January Commission meeting. Those speaking out against him clearly do not know Rabbi Steinberg and his core decency and humanity. It truly hurt to hear these untrue, unjustified, uninformed, and undeserved comments about a man who has devoted and dedicated his life to peace, compassion, and inclusivity. Hateful rhetoric, distortions, and misinformation, especially against a righteous man, are divisive. Finding our shared humanity, facilitating respectful dialogue, and hopefully discovering our shared desire for peace should be the goal. So I implore this commission to focus on being a bridge to peace and not another vehicle for hate. Thank you.
Next speaker is Julie M.
Thank you. My name is Julie. I've been a congregant of Rabbi Steinberg's for almost 10 years. I have heard the rabbi repeatedly make sermons about his concerns of rising hate in all parts of our community. I have heard him use his pulpit to talk about the importance of hearing from people who have different perspectives and opinions than your own. I have seen him reach out to the Orange County interfaith community through his tenure as the chaplain of the Irvine Police Department. I know that he has attended iftars in the Muslim community in Irvine and always invites people into his own home from outside our own community for Passover Seder. There have been accusations that Rabbi Steinberg is only concerned with protecting his own community. I have personally witnessed the opposite. Rabbi Steinberg uses his synagogue to feed the hungry, serving those with food insecurity regardless of religion. Rabbi Steinberg works across Orange County to facilitate mental health resources for all Orange County residents, regardless of religion. I have been at religious services where Rabbi gives disabled members an opportunity to teach us about their lives. In an effort to reduce stigma and discrimination against those with physical and mental limitations. Rabbi Steinberg is an advocate for LGBT rights. Recently, I attended a religious service for a 13-year-old child who identifies as being non-binary. Rabbi Steinberg carefully worked with his family to honor the child's wishes. Rabbi incorporated gender-fluid pronouns into the religious service and allowed this child to shine as part of our community. On December 12th, I saw Rabbi Steinberg give an invocation at Irvine City Hall where he specifically denounced Islamophobia. Every week in our synagogue, we say a prayer for those who have died in our own families and the larger Jewish community. Every week, without question, Rabbi Steinberg makes sure to instruct the congregation to also bless our first responders, our military personnel, and victims of terror, wherever they may be, and whatever religion they may have practiced. Rabbi Steinberg doesn't just care about the Jews. He cares about people. He cares about humanity. The distorted picture some in this commission are trying to paint of Rabbi Steinberg is nothing but a smear campaign. This commission should not allow Rabbi Steinberg's words or deeds to be misconstrued. This body must not be manipulated by outside agitators whose agenda does not serve the anti-hate purpose of this commission.
First, Ted O'Connor.
My name is Ted O'Connor, and I have been a longtime friend and congregant of Rabbi Steinberg. I'm also a Catholic and belong to Queen of Angels in Newport Beach. And in that time, I have learned and respected Rabbi Steinberg so much because of his continued effort in all of his sermons to show loving, caring, and he is a holy man, in my opinion. He talks about the efforts of every individual to be a better person every Friday. He talks about the good works that we must do as individuals. He talks about being inclusive and all members of society. What is happening in the Middle East is not his fault. It is a war. War is evil. I'm former military, and I recognize that there is hurt and pain for people that are victims of war, and this cannot be put on that man's shoulders. Council should look at the fact that what happened on October 7th was wrong. There was evil. Hamas attacked individual civilians and murdered them. And that is not his fault. Israel has the right to defend its own country and its citizens just as we do as Americans. Palestinian people have chosen Hamas to represent them. That is their issue. What is going on could be an opportunity for the council to come back and say, let us help the Palestinians. Let's recognize Hamas as the terror organization that it is, but let's take care of the innocent people that are being hurt by their activities. Rabbi Steinberg has continually condemned hate and war and what is going on up there. He has a feeling for the Palestinian innocent people, and it should be recognized. He should not, as an individual, be hounded by outside interests that would want to damage his reputation and take him off of this commission. I feel personally that he can provide to you an opportunity to see what a good person he is and how he has worked consistently to bring the community together, whether it's Christian, Jewish, or Muslim. I'd ask the commission to reconsider their resolution and recognize the fact that Hamas did create a horrible, horrific crime in Israel. And the commission should also recognize and make an effort to help the Palestinian people, recognizing the Hamas terrorists will not help the Palestinian people. And I would ask the commission to reconsider that. There's going to be an opportunity for building of Gaza and the Palestinian people in the future. And that's what the commission should look at. We should also remember that we are all Americans here. We have a right as Americans to free speech and to not be condemned for what we believe in our hearts to be true. Thank you.
The last in-person speaker is Amy Beck.
Good morning. My name is Amy Beck. For those of you who don't know me, from July 2019 through May 2023, I was a commissioner along with you. Although some of you may know me as a commissioner, I'm also a member of Congregation Share Humalo. And what you may not know is that one of the reasons why I left the commission was because I experienced anti-Semitism as a commissioner. There were big and small indicators that I was not universally valued once I shared that I am Jewish. I remained quiet about my experience because I thought the work of the commission was more important than my individual experience. After listening to the recordings of the recent commission meetings and reading inaccurate and misleading media, I'm shocked and dismayed by how Commissioner Steinberg has been depicted, and I can no longer stay silent. As the longest standing commissioner, I'm not sure that everyone is aware of how much you are able to do today because of Commissioner Steinberg's advocacy for the commission. Because if I were still here, I would be the second longest. I'm going to share that history now. The resolutions which have become a source of conflict, to say the least, within the commission can only be issued in a timely manner because of Commissioner Steinberg's advocacy in getting the board approval for bylaws to be modified. Before that, every statement had to go through a county process for approval. Your freedom to issue these statements, even the ones that cause pain and distress, is only because your fellow commissioner, Rabbi Steinberg, did that work. Commissioner Steinberg has advocated for many of the organizations you all represent. He secured $250,000 to develop a campaign to, on behalf of the commission, to address the anti-Asian hate during the increased crimes and incidents. He partnered with the Center Orange County to advocate for LGBTQI rights. And he has chaired the Interfaith Council and has shown his support by speaking at two mosques here in Orange County. I'm here today to assure that we don't lose sight of these contributions. Lastly, I beg of you as the commission to please try to make things better. In the past two meetings, including this one, there have not been any presentations on the agenda. As a commissioner, I always kind of liked when I could get out early, but we need to have speakers because there's problems even within the commission. Why? Clearly, there's unrest and conflict even within the commission, in addition to our community, which has experienced an exponential rise in anti-Semitism and Islamophobia. We mourn the loss of lives since October the 6th. I personally mourn the loss of my cousin's best friend, Eden, who was at the music festival on October the 7th in Israel. Eden was shot and taken hostage. Eden's body was recovered from a tunnel in Gaza on December the 12th. She was buried on her 28th birthday. I can't solve what's occurring in Israel and Gaza, and it's not the responsibility of the commission to focus on issues outside of Orange County. Your mission is to identify and address the root causes of hate in Orange County. Please do that. Please bring us together like we did after George Floyd died, and as we saw a rise in anti-Asian hate, we had meetings. Please help us to come together. As you know, hate hurts us all.
Go ahead.
Good morning. I'm Lulu Hamad with Yalla Indivisible, and I'm here to follow up on the comment that we gave at the last meeting. The situation for our community is still targeted, and we still feel very unsafe, and we still see a lot of anti-Palestinian, anti-Muslim, anti-Arab hate against our own people because of statements made by Commissioner Steinberg, by also Commissioner Loris Johnson. We don't feel that this commission is really seeing our community. We feel we're still invisible to you. Not long ago, 10 days ago, one of our pro-Palestinian protesters was almost run over by a pro-Israel driver in Irvine, and nothing has happened, although we filed reports. There's a lot of hate that we are subjected to at city council meetings that a lot of the congregants of Rabbi Steinberg attend, and were threatened with rape and death. So all of this, in addition to the 40 people who came through last week, the last meeting, should give the commission a pause to sort of look into why we are asking for Commissioner Steinberg to resign, when he clearly in October and November used his position as a commissioner to dissuade or to change the statement by Groundswell. And we saw that he successfully did so, excluding anything that has to do with the Palestinian or Arab or Muslim communities and centering only the Jewish communities, to the point where Commissioner Norris Johnson also said that the needs of the Jewish community is for safety, or as opposed to the needs by the Palestinian community, which we're worried about sort of our image in the social context. This is just beyond absurd, and it's dehumanizing, it's marginalizing. And the fact that we have heard some people today claim that we are outside voices, that is part of the othering. That speech by Rabbi Steinberg has been instigating and fueling. So it's no longer acceptable for people to come say that we are outside, we're not paid people, we are your constituents, we are all from OC. Do we need to bring IDs to prove that to you guys? This is unacceptable that we're accused of that. He needs to resign. He needs to apologize for pushing the Palestinian, the Arab, and the Muslim communities out of the discussion, and for clearly like making up a legal sort of category that never exists, like an international hate crime on October 7th. I'm sorry, Commissioner Steinberg, you might need to go and consult with some legal scholars about this, but what happened in October 7th doesn't amount to that. So please don't use don't abuse your position to center your community, and don't continue to dehumanize us and marginalize us by trying to shut us down from public comment and city council meetings. Thank you.
Okay, next speaker is Felicity Figueroa.
Thank you, Jamie. Good morning. I hope all of you are doing well in spite of the downpour we've been experiencing these last few days. And just as an aside, if you're interested, the anti-hate event in Irvine was held at our congregation, and I'm happy to put anyone who would like on our mailing list so you can find out about other such events. So I was just looking at your agenda, and I must say how ironic it is that you'll be discussing hate in Orange County when a major purveyor of that emotion is sitting right there in your boardroom. One of the commission's first discussion items is the Hate Prevention Network. The HPN is connected to Groundswell, an organization that Rabbi Steinberg has stated he wants the Board of Supervisors to defund because they were too measured in their response to the attack on October 7th. He preferred the wording put out by three members of the Board of Supervisors, in which they basically called on all Muslims to apologize for Hamas's actions on that date. I am a member of the Hate Prevention Network, and many of us signed on to the Stand Against Hate resolution that you are also highlighting today. I can attest to the fact that at HPN, we try to find ways to dialogue about situations and conflicts that are affecting members of our community, for example, Israel-Palestine, without resorting to blaming, name-calling, and hurtful accusations. Rabbi Steinberg, on the other hand, tries to stifle free speech and discussion at city council meetings by calling for the silencing of community voices and by promoting so-called ethics violations against council members whose points of view differ from his own. This is bullying behavior, and bullies are who we are and who we at HPN, and I believe those of you on this commission, are trying to fight against. Given this background and taking into account that the rabbi refused to sign the commission statement condemning Islamophobia, it is disturbing to imagine that Rabbi Steinberg is also a chaplain with the Irvine Police Department. What comfort could he give to a Muslim or Palestinian crime victim or police officer after he has shown himself to be, at best, insensitive to the needs and concerns that person might have? Again, as I stated at the last meeting, the mission of the Orange County Human Relations Commission is to, quote, seek out the causes of tension and conflict, discrimination and intolerance, and attempt to eliminate those causes, unquote. And again, from my perspective, Rabbi Steinberg's remarks and behavior do little and are in fact counterproductive to the advancement of that goal. Thanks so much.
Next speaker is Basha.
Good morning.
Go ahead.
Yes. Hi, good morning. My name is Basha Jamil, and I'm here as a resident of Irvine, lifelong resident of Orange County, and also I am with the Council on American Islamic Relations, Greater LA Area Office based in Anaheim. I'm here to follow up from the last meeting in January, where you had dozens of members of the community demanding Rabbi Steinberg's resignation because of his really shameful anti-Muslim and anti-Palestinian rhetoric and sentiments that he expressed at the previous Human Relations Commission meetings. And we heard from speakers earlier in this meeting that those calls for his resignation are divisive. And I just want to say that that's absolutely not true. What we are calling for is not divisive, it's for accountability. We are here to hold the rabbi accountable for treating our community as less than, for treating our community as if what we are experiencing, the hatred that we're experiencing, does not matter. That the murder of a six-year-old boy who was stabbed to death for being Palestinian did not matter. We are not here to be divisive. We're here, like I said, for accountability. And what I want to express is that since we were here last in January, the situation has only gotten worse. And so it is urgent that this commission acts and not allow someone who displays such blatant Islamophobia and anti-Palestinian hate to be on its Human Relations Commission. That is absolutely unacceptable. So we demand his resignation as soon as possible. This commission should be keeping us safe. It should not be enabling such disgusting behavior. We are witnessing a genocide unfolding. It's been 4 months of genocide. It's been 4 months of witnessing children being slaughtered, being orphaned, losing limbs. It's been absolutely horrific. And even the International Court of Justice has said that there is plausible, that genocide is plausible, that there are violations of the Genocide Convention happening. And for someone to be sitting on the Human Relations Commission and to just be, to be okay with that, to not do anything about it, to not address the harm that this is causing the Arab, the Palestinian, the Muslim community, it's absolutely unacceptable. So we call for the rabbi's resignation and for the Human Relations Commission to really make sure that they're doing everything that they can to make sure that everyone in Orange County feels safe, respected, and valued. And that includes the Palestinian and Muslim community. Thank you.
Speaker is Mervet.
Hold on a second. Sorry, I thought I was good. It is normal to hear some praise for Commissioner Steinberg from the community, which he squarely censors. First thing I want to say, as a Palestinian American, as a Muslim American, and an OC resident, and someone who's actively helped advocate for various issues in the city, that the conflation of anti-Semitism and anti-Zionism is extremely dangerous. And I urge my sisters, my Jewish sisters and brothers, to be careful with that. Because anti-Semitism is real. It's real and it's a concern, just like anti-Palestinian, anti-Muslim, and anti-Arab hate, okay? But anti-Zionism is against what the state of Israel is doing and been doing to Palestinians for 76 years. That doesn't change the fact that Steinberg threatened to ask the Board of Supervisors to withdraw funding from Groundswell because he disagreed with their balanced statement. His efforts to shut down public comments in Irvine show that he is not a safe space. You are correct. He has freedom of speech. But when you're serving on the Human Rights Commission and respect all rights, not your political views. I don't feel as a Palestinian, as a Muslim, and Palestinians could be Muslim and Christian, we don't feel safe in the way he has portrayed our community at all. Hello? Am I still? Oh, I apologize. I had a call come in. We demand, as of now, over 30,000 people have been murdered, one of our previous speakers, Mr. ICJ, has determined that there are possible acts of genocide. And you're still talking about Hamas. There is an occupation. There is apartheid. Gaza is under siege. We're not saying we're agreeing with what Hamas did. But what Israel's doing is a terrorist act too. They are murdering civilians, point blank. If you don't believe me, go check out the TikTok videos of the IDF soldiers. It is about time you stop talking about this as if this is against Jews and Muslims or Islamophobia, as if we're like arachnophobia, like this is the fear of Muslims. No, it's a hate. But this specifically is something that is impacting Palestinians, very specifically, and of course, impacting the Muslim community also. This is not about Jews and Muslims. This is about humanity. This is about someone who is further dehumanizing the Palestinian community. So I demand, as an OC resident, that he steps down, not because we're being anti-Semitic, because his behavior is anti-human, period. Please have him step down. Have someone from the Jewish community or someone else that actually cares about all communities and stops inciting hate in city council chambers and demanding to shut us down. And while hearing residents tell us to go get raped or go send our children to Gaza. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
Next speaker is Zoom user. Go ahead. Muted.
Hi, is it my turn?
Go ahead.
All right. Well, when I think of Steinberg, and I do want him to step down, resign, we talk about anti-Arab, anti-Palestinian, anti-Muslim hate. You know, we are from all religions. So when you say Palestinian, you're not just talking about Muslim. And he has encouraged his congregation and others to come and dehumanize us. Most of the people in the city council that are standing there have lost members of their families, and we are Christians and Muslims alike. This is not an issue that is just international. It is our issue here. I'm an Irvine resident. I expect that people be human. We don't have to look when he brings people to our meetings that will hold signs that says kids, teens can be terrorists too. That means that you are not human when you think that innocent people should die. Nothing started on October 7th. It started way before that. And this is not our job to apologize. Are we asking everybody to apologize for Israel's actions? The murdering, the starvation? It's a famine. All human rights organizations have called Israel an apartheid state, and they've done it way before October 7th. So the restrictions on food has been always there. Please look it up. But we here are being affected by all this and all of his congregations that talks about how wonderful he is. This is not right. He cannot center. We're talking about anti-Semitism. We are Semites. Arabs are. Look up the definition again. We shouldn't experience hate. I cannot walk around with my keffiyeh around here. I walk into the gym because I spoke at city council and I look around me and wonder who's going to come and attack me. We don't feel safe. Everywhere I walk, I have to think, who has seen me and who's going to say something or attack me? And by the way, the guy that there was an attempt where the car rammed him was neither Palestinian nor Arab. He was just supporting human rights. And that's what's important here. We are humans. We have lost family members. We have lost friends. So yes, we can be angry. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
Next speaker is Suhar.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Thank you, Mona, for mentioning and reminding that these folks, that there are Palestinian Christians. Let me educate the gentleman that was speaking earlier, conflating Palestinianism, support for Hamas with Islam. Extremely uneducated and ignorant comments he made. Let me educate you folks on something. Of the 15 plus million Palestinians in the world, most of us are refugees as a result of the illegal occupation of our homeland. There are 2.5 3 to 3 million Palestinian Christians, and you're hearing one of them speak. In the United States, of the 750,000 to 800,000 Palestinians, 99.9% of whom are highly educated, above average, extremely successful, above average, and extremely accomplished, probably around 50% of us here in the United States are Palestinian Christian. Again, you're listening to one of them speak. On October 19th, Rabbi Seinfeld, or I forget his last name, forgive me, his precious support for Zionism, the folks that he supports and he defends, and his allies who just spoke, those folks bombed a 1,000-year-old plus Greek Orthodox church, the church in which I worship, and killed not one, not two, not three, not four, not five, not six, not seven, not eight, not nine, not 10, not 11, not 12, but 13 of my Palestinian Christian, including babies and women and doctors and attorneys, relatives. I'm going to repeat. The folks that this bigot, who we will see, we are going to see to it that he's going to step down. Trust me, we're not stopping here. This is only the beginning. We're going to go see to it. His little precious ideology that he supports murdered 13 of my family members. I am a Palestinian Christian. You folks need to educate yourselves. Any time you hear the word Palestine and Palestinians, you remember that we are Christian and Muslim alike. The Palestinian Christians and the Palestinian Muslims are closer than any culture you will ever meet. We have each other's backs. We love each other, but we are different. We also have Palestinian Jews. My grandfather grew up with Palestinian Jews and Palestinian Muslims. So let me educate you today on a go-forward basis. If you're going to get anything out of this, learn history and move forward with history. And we are going to see to it this rabbi steps down. Trust me.
Thank you. Next speaker is Mona Heal. Muted.
There you go. Hi, sorry. Can everyone hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Manaha Lawan. I'm a policy fellow at KRLA. I want to begin by denouncing Commissioner Steinberg for his clear depiction of anti-Palestinian and anti-Muslim hate. For someone who portrays hate for any community, really should not have a seat on the Orange County Human Relations Commission. Many human rights groups around the world have already described Israel's indiscriminate bombing of hospitals and schools and residential buildings, refugee camps, and their use of chemical weapons as war crimes. I really don't understand how difficult it is to see basic facts. I really genuinely don't know. And Commissioner Steinberg has a very clear bias and centers his community to the exclusion of other communities, specifically Palestinian, Arab, and Muslim communities here in OC. And he doesn't realize that his bias actually dehumanizes and increases more targeted hate crimes and incidences that happen to our community. Since October 7th, KRLA has seen a 300% increase in cases. Hate-related like cases. Our team had, we had to take so many like community members, like cases in the sense, like it was all hate-related, okay? Especially because of this type of bias, okay? So it's very disheartening to sit here and listen to folks, you know, complimenting this man for being inclusive in the community. He's not inclusive in the community. I'm sorry. He's not. Because if he was inclusive, he would have supported this resolution. I'm just very disappointed and just simply he needs to resign. He does not belong on this commission. Thank you.
Thank you. Speaker is Amari. Amal, sorry. Amal, you're muted.
Hello, my name is Amal. Thank you for allowing me to speak. I can only talk about my experiences. It's wonderful to see that everybody from his community praises him, as they should, because he's definitely talking their mouthpiece. I've heard him at different city council meetings threaten the city council. I recently had the privilege of sitting next to one of his congregation people, and she said to me, "Why do you hate us?" I said, "I definitely don't hate you." And she said, "Why didn't you pop from the river to the sea?" I said, "Because we want the same freedoms that you have. The freedom to exist, the freedom to educate our kids, the freedom to feel at peace." And she said, "No, that's not possible." So if we are going to talk about leadership, and the leadership is reflected by the congregation, that's just one example of his leadership. In addition, there was a young man that held a board that he kept erasing stuff, calling for the rape of women. And he said, "Children, teenager, terrorists." If that's his leadership and that's a reflection on him, then shameful. That is very shameful. Shame on him. And clearly, when he threatened to withdraw funding, he shows you what kind of a bully he is. Listen, the issue in Palestine, Israel didn't happen on October 7th. It started in 1948 when Jews came in ships to take in other people's homes. We allowed them off those ships. And when people say they want to talk about leadership, at least tell the truth about your history. But when you demoralize, dehumanize, I don't feel safe in my community. By the way, that's another thing. I do live in Irvine, and if they want to see my driver's license, they can see that. That's another part of the dehumanization. And I think in order to serve as a leader in a community, you need to recognize everyone's pain. I recognize their pain. I recognize they're working from fear. However, they need to recognize that the status quo is not working anymore. You cannot continue to kill and maim and steal and become the victim. We did not create the Holocaust. The people in Palestine are Christian, Muslim, and Jews. And we want to coexist. And that's what I told the woman at the meeting, the one that who told me we cannot coexist. So leadership means you have to be courageous and tell the truth. And your job today, the OC Commission, is to tell the truth. And the truth is, he is not fit to be on this commission.
Speaker is Hadir.
Hello. Hello.
Go ahead.
Sorry. Okay, sorry. Good morning, commissioners. My name is Hadir Zabin. I'm a policy coordinator at CARA-LA. I just want to say that I think it's deeply concerning that once again, Palestinians, Muslims, Palestinian Christians, and Arabs are continuously being asked to prove their humanity to you. We're being asked to explain to you why the commissioner, whose job, by the way, is to protect and promote diversity and inclusion, shouldn't be allowed to spew hate against our communities and to inflame bigotry within our cities. We have people here that have spoken about how they felt unsafe, how we can't walk around with our hijabs, with our kufiyas, walking around as Palestinians, as supporters, without feeling like there are eyes on us. The blanket labeling of Palestinians is completely demoralizing, and Commissioner Steinberg embodies that. His position on the commission reflects poorly, and his inability to account for the over 20,000 Palestinian lives that have been lost is completely unacceptable. We're asking for accountability. Without it, we're giving the commissioner and others in the office who may feel the same way, or even other elected officials, a green light to continue to other us, to continue to belittle the mission of this commission, which is meant to protect their communities and to represent us as diverse and diversity and inclusivity. He's shown clear bias that it cannot be doubted and cannot be refuted. He increases our risk as targets of hate crimes and incidents, and his inability to not only recognize that, but to step down on his own without realizing that he's harming our communities and he's harming Palestinians and Palestinian Christian Muslims is just completely unacceptable. And so all we ask is that he resign, and as a reflection of that, it will be in a way that represents our communities better. Thank you.
Thank you. Next speaker is Alexandra.
Hi, my name is Alexandra Noyes. I'm a proud Ashkenazi Jew, a resident of Costa Mesa. I was bat mitzvahed in Irvine, married in Irvine. And, you know, I know almost every single person who's spoken locally. So please stop people with the outside agitators nonsense. You know, I think we're all adults. And at this point, we can be aware that people who do a lot of good things in their own community and other communities when they act in ways that they're comfortable with also can be horribly biased and discriminatory. I mean, and I want to be clear, we've got people talking about behavior, not character, not attacking religion. It's been really dystopian for me to go. I've been to 3 city council meetings, different cities. I have gone in there knowing Palestinians, understanding that their history, which is way, way, way before October 7th, is real, that their problems are biased, that are valid, that the current horrors are directed at them primarily. And I have never seen anything that I would construe as anti-Semitism. And Irvine was actually the most horrifying, with the most of Rabbi Steinberg and his people there, with lots of people holding up signs that said lies. And that gentleman with the whiteboard said something like, "For people wanting peace, they sure look menacing." And it's like the most biased, racist thing I can think of, because we literally had Jews talking. We had such a multicultural interfaith group on our side. And on the other side, just pretty much a bunch of really angry, hateful Jews. And it really hurt me to be like, these are my people who raised me. It's a really common misconception among American Jews that anti-Zionism is anti-Semitism, in a different name. But the thing is that there are more Zionists that are Christian in the world than Jews. And there have always, since the conception of modern Zionism, there have always been Jews beginning in Jerusalem who were both a Zionist and anti-Zionist, and for specifically Jewish reasons. You know, Hitler sent lots of Jews from Germany to Palestine, and there were people against it then. It's a long and complicated history, and they really aren't the same thing. And there's been, to these people who say that their kids have been supposedly attacked for being Jewish, maybe their kids, that's the only thing I've heard of, is that, but like, if your kid says somebody said Jews are killing Palestinians, then, I mean, as an elementary school teacher, that's when you talk to them, because Jews who are doing so in the name of Judaism really are killing Palestinians. That doesn't make me anti-Semitic. That's like, they're literally displaying the Star of David. And this doesn't mean that, I mean, they're kids and they need to figure stuff out and process stuff. Like, I can't even tell you how dystopian this all has been. All the jeering by people who are standing up and just saying, look, my family is dying. We want our families to stop dying. We want peace.
If you can please wrap up your comments.
That's it. Thank you very much.
Thank you. And the last speaker online.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
My name is Tiernock. I am also a proud Jew, and I am just here to reiterate that anti-Zionism is not anti-Semitism, and that I really feel like Rabbi Steinberg should be stepping down because of how biased and how to have someone who does not include everyone in the idea of humanity on a human rights board is just the antithesis to human rights. And we really need to assess like what we want human rights to look like. And honestly, you know, as it has been said, get someone else from the Jewish community who fits in the terms of that better, or, you know, something else in that regard. I don't want to take up too much time. I'm really just here to show that, you know, Zionism is a political ideology. It is not a faith. And there are Jews like myself and my friend Alexander, who just spoke, who are not Zionist. And it is not a Jews versus Muslims thing. It's a people want to stop dying thing. People want to be free. So please keep that in mind. Please hear and listen to the Palestinians who have spoken, because they deserve to be heard. And I, as a Jew, I invite Rabbi Steinberg to resign.
Thank you. One more now. Us. Go ahead.
Sorry, I was trying to unmute the speaker. Good morning. My name is Nassim. This commission is meant to keep their citizens safe, and keeping Rabbi Steinberg on goes against that very idea. He needs to resign. He and his congregation come to these city hall meetings and they incite hate. Their intentional denial of what is happening to Palestinians and Gaza right now is dangerous. As a Palestinian Christian, I do not feel safe. I want to reiterate, we do exist, and I have lost family bombed in the church in Gaza as well. Also, the two women killed by sniper in the Holy Church, Holy Family Church, right before Christmas, were from my family. The deliberate divisive nature of extreme Zionist ideology has made me and many other Palestinians feel so isolated. The deep-rooted hate the Zionist ideology spews is truly, truly scary. Anytime they disagree with freedom of any kind for Palestinians, the responses are as extreme as you should be raped and dragged in the street in front of your children. Words I have never heard or ever thought to conjure the energy to ever let leave my lips. One of my Muslim sisters had their hijab attempted to be ripped off after being assaulted by an IDF soldier that attends the city hall meetings. This happened in the very room the city hall meetings take place. Yet they so freely allowed her to continue to come to the city hall meetings. That is a hate crime, if I have ever seen one. This is a local issue because our community is facing depression, anxiety, and an extreme loss of normalcy to life. As I aforementioned, seeing our family get slaughtered like I and many other Palestinians have has been soul-shattering. I, as a Palestinian, am left to believe you view my life as less than. That is all.
Thank you. That is all of the speakers.
Okay, so first off, I want to thank all the in-person speakers as well as the people on Zoom.
They didn't have their hand raised.
He's been on the phone, so that's the one I talked to.
But he did not have his hand raised. He needs to have raised his hand, so I knew that he wanted to speak.
Again, I want to thank our in-person as well as our speakers on the Zoom. I know that there's a lot that the commissioners, individuals, would like to probably address. In the last meeting, I understand and I appreciate Shader to take the time when it was actually the commissioner's announcement to address the what was spoken. So I ask the commissioners right now to also wait until that time so that our staff can go through agenda, because we really had a very short amount of time last time for them to go through the staff reports, and I want to give them the time and respect as well. So Jamie, could you move on?
Yes. Next item, item number four, commission staff reports, commissioner opening and monthly report schedule, hate prevention network update, and stand against hate resolution signing opportunity.
Before I have the report, I just wanted to add say a couple of things. Sorry, my voice is going now. I wanted to share and to clarify that this commission does not have the power to unseat anybody or any commissioner or remove any commissioner from the commission. That authority lies with the power who appointed those commissioners to the seats. So we have Board of Supervisors who have appointed commissioners to this commission, and the City Selection Committee, which is the collection of the mayors throughout Orange County. So I just wanted to put that out there so people understood where that comes from. The other thing I wanted to share, and this is for my staff and I and being staff to the commission, is, you know, our role is to continue to reach out to the different communities who might be in conflict, who might be in tension, to provide support, to provide space where they might need to process, connect, build community, and we continue to do that regardless of where the sides. We understand that the conflict is abroad, and we don't have the power to say we're going to fix the conflict, but what we do understand is that it's impacting a lot of our residents and friends here in Orange County. And our hope is that we continue to try to build those bridges or bring in that connection in however shape or form that might look like. We want to say that we really believe in trying to, that we might not always agree, but there is always a connection that can be made. And sometimes that might have us sit in discomfort. Sometimes that might have us sit in like trying to wade through our own biases, but that's the work that needs to be done. And my staff continues to offer that in the community. So I just wanted to put that out there. And then I have Helia, who is going to share a little bit more about some of the things that we've been working on in the community.
Thank you for having me here today. That was a lot of a comment. So we're in my like community building just to bring it back. But everyone just kind of take a breath and let it go, because that was a lot. And invite the audience to be a lot to hear and to take. So so commission staff updates. Like was mentioned earlier, in your packet, you have your commissioner opening and monthly report schedule. Please check it out so that you kind of know when it's your turn to do the opening and the commissioner's schedule. I want to give an HPN update. One of the speakers mentioned the HPN, the Hate Prevention Network. So I'm the person that convenes and facilitates the Hate Prevention Network, and it is in full swing for 2024. We had a meeting last week on Thursday with that downpour, and we still had over 30 people in attendance. I was really appreciative of the folks that came out and braved the rain. We have some really exciting work that's going. We have some working groups going, the anti-Black hate reduction. We know that anti-Black hate is always overrepresented in our hate crime report and in our numbers. So there's a group specifically looking at that. There's a group looking at events. How can we make cross-county, cross-org collaborative events that focus on prevention for the community? We have a data working group that's going to really look into and dig into the data. As Norma mentioned, we are sending out our data requests. We're about to get a whole bunch of data, hopefully, from folks all across the county. And we're going to have a working group that's going to dig into some of that data. And then we do have a Palestine-Israel group, but it's a group that has some folks at the table that historically disagree, like ADL and CARE, for example. They're actually in the room at the same table talking to each other about this issue. And kind of how what Norma said, the way that we are leading that group is we're inviting people in, knowing that it's going to be a place of discomfort, and also knowing that we are choosing to continue to work together for our shared humanity, because that is more important than disagreements. So I'm really excited that that's happening and that everyone at the HPN has really wants to work on that. And one of the reasons why the group has decided to work on that is because the collective has said, how are we going to provide community support on this issue if we cannot talk about it internally? So that's why we have a group to talk about what's going on.
That's a question about that real quick. How does that network relate to this commission, kind of like formally, like, or is that part of groundswell and you're just letting us know about the effort? Like, do you see what I'm saying?
I'll let
is that an official committee of this commission?
If you look at a monthly summary,
That's part of the meetings.
That's A.
Thank you.
That's letter A.
Yeah.
And I do invite all commissioners to come to one of our meetings or many of our meetings. I'm happy to add you all to our mailing list. And I actually do send out pretty regular event mailing. So if that's something that you're interested in, kind of knowing about what community orgs are doing across the county, if you're on our mailing list, you will get those emails.
So that's what I was referring to earlier. Like, that may be a great thing for us to opt in. That way you don't have to remember to invite us.
Just let either before you leave today, let me know,
okay,
or send Norma an email and let her know you'd like to opt in, and I'm happy to opt any of you into our listserv. And then our final update is that we had a Stand Against Hate proclamation. There's a sign-in opportunity. So January 26th is here in California, Stand Against Hate Day. It's California Senate Resolution number 15 that was introduced by Senator Newman, who has his office in Fullerton. And it's a proclamation and commitment to standing up against hate. And in honor of the resolution, we printed out the proclamation on a really large, lovely poster board. We had a great event a couple weeks ago on the 26th, and we invite all of you to stop by the office and sign it if you'd like. I know a few of you already have because you were at the event, but if anyone's interested in signing, taking a really nice photo, it's really beautifully done, stop by our office and please feel free to sign it. And those are all my updates for today. Thank you so much.
Number five is update from OC Chiefs and Sheriff. And then item number six is OCSD Interfaith Council update.
is working on the calendar for our quarterly events. And I think the next event is in April, and we're still working on exactly what that's going to be. But the continuation of the Sheriff's Department providing space for interfaith leaders to come to discuss and to share issues in the county, and particularly with respect to law enforcement.
Next item is announcements from commissioners.
Okay, first, I just want to say again that I'm really grateful that to welcome you and excited to welcome you into the city of Placentia next month. One of my motivations is we have some issues in North Orange County that aren't exclusive to us, but are more pronounced than the south side of the county, and that's gangs. And so I just really like for our chief of police, and then we're hoping to get one of our nonprofits that works with us on that area of gang recruitment and violence and stuff like that. And so I just thought it'd be kind of a different look at it's not a designated hate crime, but there's a lot of relational issues that go on in our city because where we just have in our city three gangs, and then obviously the cities surrounding us have gangs as well in Fullerton and Anaheim. And so I just want to be really interesting for the commission to really hear about kind of that nature of that in our community. So, and then I'll work with her on, it's our civic center area, but we have a front conference room that we're opening, so it'll be open to the public, and we'll probably create some special parking for you guys, so look for that. So, thank you, that's all I have.
I missed last meeting, and there's a piece of me that wishes I had missed this meeting as well. Not easy to sit through a lot of that, but I do want to say that I'm so glad to live in a country where people can express their feelings and thoughts. I am proud to be an American in which free speech is held at the highest level, even if it's hurtful, even if it's wrong, even if it is a description about a person or issues that I don't agree with or that I don't think bear any resemblance to the truth. I'm glad we live in such a country that allows for that. Secondly, I would like to say, as I have said at every commission meeting since October 7th and in public many, many times, the death of any innocent person, be they Israeli, Palestinian, or anywhere in the world, is abhorrent, and we have to speak out and mourn with those who've lost lives. There's a lot of pain in the calls we heard, and certainly from my community, about death and destruction. And so I continually will call that to be something, you know, maybe we can start there about the pain community feels when innocent people die for whatever the reason. One innocent person dying is one innocent person too many. Secondly, I have said this before and I will say it again. If there is a Jew who publicly calls for the rape of people or the murder of people, that person is not expressing any Jewish law, tradition, ritual that I know of. When a co-religionist does something that does not reflect well on my faith, I speak out against that. And I speak out against it today. So if that happened anywhere in this county, that is not acceptable to me. And as a rabbi and as a Jew, I would denounce that as having nothing to do with Judaism or the Jewish community that I know, that I love, that I support, and that holds me up as I hold it up. That is not who we are. And certainly there are outliers, to be sure. but not reflective of what our community is about. Lastly, I would just say that Elie Wiesel, the great theologian of last century, said, the opposite of love is not hate, but indifference. And I can assure this commission and the supervisor whose pleasure I serve at the whole Orange County community that I will not be indifferent to hate. I will not be indifferent for one second, whether it's hate against Jews, hate against Muslims, hate against the students, which after 9/11 we fought hard against our Asian community, which we fought hard against during COVID, against the LGBT community, which we continually are fighting. And I just will not remain indifferent to hate being purveyed in our county. As a Jew, it is true, I have a special sensitivity to anti-Semitism. And as many have heard me say, I have seen anti-Semitism. I have fought it, but not until the recent period of time have I ever felt it. So I guess I'm lucky at 56 years old not to have felt anti-Semitism up until this period, but the vile nature of the emails that I get and the phone calls I get, and even some of the public comment today maligning my reputation. For those who know me for any length of time, I would hope you would either speak up or reach out and tell me that those don't align with the views that you have. Because if you don't know somebody and you malign them in public, you have to ask the question why. You have to ask the question why. I took a vote. I explained the vote. I would have voted again, I will say it publicly, for the mourning of Palestinian lives in a heartbeat. The narrative that was written of who was to blame was what I took issue with, not the idea that we shouldn't mourn the death of Palestinian lives. We absolutely should. And I just feel that it does raise the question of, you know, focusing on a rabbi, focusing on, you know, the outspoken Jewish person on this commission raises some questions for us to really consider about, A, feeling safe around this table, about being able to understand the dynamics of our community. And so I just conclude with this. The Hebrew Bible says in one verse, do not hate in your heart and love your neighbor as yourself. And so one of the questions is, why are those two there? Because you cannot experience love in your heart if it's filled with hate. And so I love that, and I think about that a lot. Do not hate in your heart, but love your neighbor as yourself. And I can assure all of you that there is no hate in my heart whatsoever. There is only love. And I will do what I can to continue to serve this county in this role with love and with compassion, and go forward to try and defeat hate, even as it comes at me. Thank you.
Just one more thing. Yeah, sure. I mean, so many people spoke so eloquently to represent on behalf of Rabbi Steinberg. And I would also like to add that the years that I've worked with him on this commission, I've not experienced the things that are being said by our speakers that are on, that have called in. I've seen him to be very dedicated to this work and very committed to eliminating hate in our community. I'm not quite sure where these ideas are coming from, but once again, as we said, we're blessed to live in a country where we can speak our mind and share our feelings. I've never in this meeting heard Rabbi, you know, anti Islamophobic or have expressed Islamophobic ideas. And I hope we can continue to move forward working in our community to erase the hate that we're seeing. I think I heard so many things about people talking about city council meetings that they went to, and this Jew said this and this Jew said that. Well, once again, I don't understand how that all falls on the back of Rabbi, but I think they should kind of look within themselves and listen to what they're saying. They're not saying that Rabbi Steinberg said these people should be raped and dragged in front of the children. Somebody came to the meeting with that. So I don't know what the connection is, but I appreciate being able to work with Rabbi Steinberg, and I hope to continue to work with you in the future. And I just think that people should look within themselves and think about the things that they're saying about someone that they don't even know.
Sorry. Not directly related. I just wanted to comment on some of the items from the reporting from staff. I appreciate it as a Huntington Beach City Council member, the participation of Groundswell with NAACP, OC, and Green Foundation, and the Hate Prevention Network for coming to the Huntington Beach City Council meeting for the National Day of Racial Healing. We have had some challenges specifically with honoring Black History Month and other National Heritage Months. And so having that discussion or comments given on that day, I think did provide some healing, and I just appreciated the support there. I would call on people to in the community to continue to report hate activity whenever you see it, incidents or crimes, to 211 or work through Groundswell or your local authority as well, your local public safety authority, especially now as we're moving into political campaign season. I know we saw some hate incidents this morning actually in Huntington Beach. And so I just encourage people to keep your eyes open and report. And that's why these structures are here. I appreciated being able to participate in the Stand Against Hate signing of that resolution and applaud Groundswell and Don Hahn as well as Senator Newman for drafting that resolution. And I hope that that moves throughout the community, and encourage people to sign that if you haven't had the chance yet. And then I have had the pleasure of attending and participating with the Hate Prevention Network. And I do encourage our representatives here on the commission to attend. We probably need to let staff know who's gonna attend, because we could have a Brown Act issue because we can't have a quorum there. But what I will say is I wasn't able to attend the last meeting because I had another engagement, but I did attend the previous one. And it was after the previous commission meeting, which was my first, which was interesting, challenging, and also I feel like a good dialogue. What I will say is that at the Hate Prevention Network meeting, they did a great job of acknowledging the elephant in the room, as we said that day. And one of the things that we discussed was how do we engage in disagreement that still honors each other's humanity? And I think that's the opportunity that we all have. And, you know, here our goal is to, our mission is to seek out the causes of tension and conflict, discrimination, intolerance, and eliminate those causes. And I hope that we can continue to do that. I appreciated hearing from Rabbi Steinberg. I was waiting to hear from you, you know, my experience having worked in human relations and interfaith since 2017 has always been positive with you demonstrating, you know, your support of all in the community. I acknowledge how difficult that dialogue was to come to the conclusion of supporting those statements. And I did support both statements. I was disappointed that it couldn't be unanimous, but I also understand, you know, the different perspectives that we all bring into this room. I appreciated hearing from you today that you will not be indifferent, specifically that you, that we should mourn the death of Palestinian lives And I hope that we will all mourn the deaths of all innocent lives. Again, I appreciate you speaking out. I hope that our public continues to provide input as well. We hear the pain, and our job is to listen and do what we can to heal that pain. Thank you.
Sure.